Good morning, Los Angeles. I'm Riley Cortex, and you're tuned in to The Daily Cast, the go-to source for your daily news, right here, every day. In Los Angeles today, it has been an eventful 24 hours. With crime rates on a steady decline, it's a time of measured optimism in the City of Angels. Fittingly, the city, with its collective breath held, has been introduced to an innovative new policing strategy by the LAPD. LAPD announced its new initiative, Community Shield, an ambitious endeavor to further protect its citizens. The initiative proposes a three-pronged strategy that includes a significant increase in community interaction programs, the usage of predictive algorithms in assigning patrolling routes, and the introduction of more non-lethal equipment to their arsenal. Police Chief Rafael Vega said this will ensure the continued trajectory of a downtrend in crime rates while strengthening community trust. It's a bold step in morphing the face of community policing in the city. In the economy, shares of the LA-based tech startup Technosphere soared 10% after it unveiled its groundbreaking virtual reality software, VirtueView. The software builds upon previous VR technology by incorporating a multi-sensory immersive experience that goes beyond sight and sound. It incorporates touch, smell, and taste. The revolutionary cyber venture has attracted interested investors worldwide, making it a potential game-changer in VR technology on a global scale. The much-anticipated opening of the $1 billion stadium, the LA Glory, is set for the end of this month. The state-of-the-art arena is expected to boost local jobs, sports, and entertainment, and will be home to the Los Angeles Lakers. The cutting-edge design exudes all things LA, with contemporary styling, luxury suites, and a glamorous Hollywood appeal. The ground, with its 100,000 seating capacity, makes it the largest in the National Basketball Association, reflecting the high-spirited ethos of LA. Heavy showers graced parts of the city today, bottling up traffic on the 101 South. An unexpected downpour provided a respite from the winter dry spell, however, resulted in minor flash floods. Motorists were urged to navigate with caution and avoid flood-prone zones. The Department of Transport is on the scene, unblocking drains where necessary. Over to education, Los Angeles Unified School District staged an education fair aimed at bridging the gap between parents, students, and educators. The fair, with workshops on everything from college preparation, special education needs, and emotional wellness, was aimed at providing substantial learning resources to the public. The consensus suggests that it was a comprehensive event, consolidating the community's role in fostering educational prowess. In entertainment, the LA Film Critics Association announced the flick Serendipity Unfound as the best picture in their annual awards. The film, a gripping reflection on human resilience and hope, has been lauded by critics internationally, making it a strong contender for the Oscars this year. Los Angeles, the fulcrum of the world film industry, appears to have once again produced a cinematic masterpiece. And finally, in a rare spectacle, the elusive snowy owl was spotted along the LA River in the early hours today. Birdwatchers and enthusiasts flocked in hushed excitement, cameras at the ready to capture the Arctic bird, a sight seldom witnessed in these precincts. Its appearance brings a dash of color to our daily urban lives, reminding us of nature's unexpected wonders. That caps up the major events in LA on this day. Follow-ups to these stories and more as they develop. That concludes this edition of The Daily Cast, Near Day With Us. Thanks for starting your day with us, Los Angeles. Stay tuned for more updates and have a fantastic day.